The question was asked, if we're going to say Megalgelin Chova al Yedei Chayav, that God brings evil things to the world through evil people, so then where is the Bechira Chofshit, where is the free will for the evil person? So this question was actually asked by the Gaonim. And it was asked on the verses in Tanakh, where God tells David, Hineni mekim alecha ra'a mibeitecha. I will cause evil to sprout upon you from within your home. And then along comes his son Avshalom and leads a rebellion against him, and then Avshalom gets killed. So I think it's Rav Sadia Gaon who asked, where was Avshalom's free will? God had already decreed there would be a rebellion from within King David's home. Why is Avshalom held accountable to the point where we're taught that Avshalom didn't have a portion in the world to come? He was in the eighth level of perdition. King David kept bumping him up. King David took him out of perdition. What's it his fault? So he tells us the following approach. He says, very often we find in the Torah as well. The Torah says, Moshe tells the Jewish people, he says, I know that your future generations will rebel, they'll become pagans, and then they'll be exiled. Who told you? How do you know? Maybe everyone's going to be perfect. So the rule is as follows. If God didn't say so and so will do it, what God basically is saying is, this has to happen in the world. And now I'm going to leave potential for it to happen in the world. And now I'm going to make it available for this, let's say, evil person to do it. So if God decrees on David, look, you're going to have evil arise from within your home, then God makes it available for Avshalom to lead a rebellion against David. Now Avshalom could have just as well chosen not to, and then God would have made it available to another son. It's not that it was decided he would be, but because Avshalom was evil, so God made it available to him to lead a rebellion against David. The rebellion was pre-decreed on David. It was not pre-decreed on Avshalom. God says, future generations will sin. God didn't say which. So God made it available, depending on a person's behavior. And then certain generations took it. They're the ones that are going to live up to that prophecy. But God doesn't define who's going to do what. And that's why the commentaries are very careful in Genesis, in Bereishis, when the verse says, Ve'ele ha-melachim, asher malechu be'eretz Edom, lifnei melech melech, lifnei Yisrael. The following are the kings who ruled in the land of Edom before the Jews had a king. So it lists the Edomite kings before we had a king. It lists all the way to King Saul. So the commentaries say, no, it lists till Moshe Rabbeinu. The Torah doesn't tell you who's going to be king post-Moshe. The Torah is recording historically who was king pre-Moshe. Moshe is called the king. Vayivishurun melech. Moshe is referred to as the king of the Jewish people in the Torah itself. So when in the end of the Torah, it says Vayivishurun melech. So over there, it refers to Moshe as king. So that's how the commentaries say that the eight kings that are enumerated from Edom were eight kings from the period of Esav all the way through Moshe. But they weren't willing to say the Torah would tell us in advance what were the names of the kings who would be king till King Saul, right? The commentaries automatically say, no, the Torah didn't say who would be king. They had free choice. So the Torah will sometimes say what's going to happen, but not who's going to do it, because that's where free choice is left for us to decide if we're going to do it or not. This is one aspect of the answer. There's more to be discussed. You see that God decrees on Ahav, and then Ahav repents, and then the decree is changed. So decrees for bad are also not a done deal. It's up to us to define how they'll play themselves out. The person has a choice whether he will be the one to play out the evil, and the person also has a choice how he'll play it out. If God decrees that the Jews will be subservient to the Egyptians, he doesn't decree that the Egyptians will make them work day and night. It's the Egyptians' own evil inclination, their decision to make the Jews work day and night. Obviously, somewhere we had it coming. And that's the whole idea we discuss in the Haggadah, where God worked it that way so it would be to our benefit, so we would end the servitude more quickly. We'd do 400 years worth of work in 210 years, etc. But that all is another calculation. At the end of the day, and in answer, as an answer to your question, the way the Gaonim answer it is that it's not pre-decided who will do it, but it is made available to an evil person, and he still has his free choice.